All right. Well, we've got some good news. We've got some breaking news, and it's good news. So, Wilson, why don't you tell us what the federal government announced just now?
Well, two things. Number one, that the buyback program for retailers has now concluded. So that's over with. But the big news is this statement right here. I think I'm just going to read it to you because it gives you the deeds. In March 2026, the Supreme Court of Canada agreed to hear an appeal challenging the May 2020 prohibition of assault-style firearms. In light of this, the amnesty orders have been extended and set to expire 90 days following the date the Supreme Court of Canada renders its decision, which is expected next year. By extending the amnesty period, the government is providing certainty to individual owners and businesses that they will continue to be protected from criminal liability while the Supreme Court hears the appeal and renders its decision. So that is huge news. Massive.
It actually is. And it does a lot of things, right? It pushes it off. People can hang on to their guns, don't have to worry about prosecution. Businesses don't have to worry about prosecution. It gets us closer to another election. You never know. I mean, look at how fast politics moves in Canada right now. You never know what's going to happen. So sometimes a delay is just as good as a win.
Oh, absolutely. And like, here's the thing. We've reviewed the you know, tentative court schedule. And I mean, we're not looking at a hearing until probably the new year, right? January to April sometime. And then, of course, the Supreme Court goes away, I believe, and works on a decision. And that could take some time, too. So this amnesty is 3 months after that eventual decision comes out. That could be next summer. Like, we could be a year off from now. So, yeah, that definitely takes the tension off a little bit. I mean, we got to keep our foot to the floor. But at the same time, it also saves us a bit of trouble having to file for an injunction. I mean, we've said it before. We weren't sitting around hoping that the government would do the right thing. We were prepared to take legal action to make sure that happens. But here we are. They actually did. So, fantastic. Well,
yeah, I mean, that obviously saved us some effort and saved us some money. But I think this isn't, I don't think that this is born out of fairness. Now, I'm not going to criticize the government for doing this. I'm going to take it, right? I mean, this is what a reasonable government would have just solved their violence problem and not went after all the people that aren't doing the violence. Then a reasonable government after that, if that was too far for them, they would have done a grandfathering program where everybody could use their guns because they obviously weren't a problem before. And then, you know, this is probably a reasonable thing for them to do. But I think they did this more for themselves than anyone. And here's why. Imagine that the Supreme Court renders its decision, let's say, next March. Well, they will have taken all the guns that people were willing to give up. All the guns that people were willing to destroy would have been destroyed. All the prosecutions that the government would have conducted, right, gone after people. They're going to come after me if I don't comply 100%, right? These, you know, search warrants and charges and fines and courted, you know, all the rest of that stuff all would have been well in progress by the time, God forbid, if they lost. Then they'd be like, holy smokes. How are we going to provide restitution to all the people whose property was destroyed and we took it and people we prosecute? Imagine that. So really difficult to reel that back. So I don't, you know, again, I'm not going to criticize them. I appreciate it. I'm glad that people aren't going to be, again, have this threat over their lives being destroyed, held over their heads in the interim. But I think this was, they kind of looked at it and went, this is untenable for us to do. If, you know, God forbid, from their perspective, the Supreme Court rules against them.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's exactly it. Either way, I mean, it's a small win. It's not the end. But yeah, it's just another example of how it pays off to stay in the fight, to persevere, and to keep out these people. We promised gun owners we'd do everything possible, and we meant it. And we will not give up. So
yeah. Yeah, it's not over yet. This could drag on till next summer. So
perfect.
Yeah. So anyway, if you guys are looking for a link to the actual press release, it's in the description below. If you want to help the CCFR continue to fight in the Supreme Court of Canada and elsewhere, we've got a lot of things coming up as well. So if you want to do that, you can always do that at ccfr.ca. You can become a member, you can donate, or you can become a recurring donator, which would put you in the Insiders Club. So donate on a recurring fashion, $20 or more, get included into the Insiders group automatically. That means you get access to Ms. Wilson and I, and you can tell us your ideas or make comments or suggestions or what have you once a month in our Insiders meeting. But yeah, this is really great news and really happy to be sharing it with everybody.
Yeah, fantastic. Good work.
Yeah. Any closing thoughts?
I think they should just overturn the gun ban and be done with it, because we're not going to make it any easier for them. So
that is that's some sound advice. They should take your advice, Miss Wilson.
They should. Yeah, they should listen to me more.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. All right. Good news for all of us. The fight continues on. Take care, and we will see you soon.